man was named, you might say. Now, he's got the same name as I do, but he's no...
No relation. But we ain't never done that.
But you ain't never done... how about a person that comes into town or into your community that nobody's ever seen before, you'd call that person a...
Stranger.
Now, this next part is some names just to say some names. How about Jesus' mother?
Mary.
And, now, like in those days, was Martha a very common name?
Martha was a common name, very common name.
How about Nellie?
Nellie?
Nellie, was that?
Not to me, it wasn't. I don't remember it even in Bible days. I don't. It's of course it's a name used. All right enough, but not like Martha or Mary was.
They would be more used.
I've always known a Nellie. All right, we've had a few Nellies, but Janie and Nancy and Shack or Sherry, and there's a lot of names. It's more common name than Nellie was with me. And
with the little boy, was Billy?
What?
Billy, a very common
name? Yeah, Billy is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about Matthew?
Matthew is a very common name. It's
a good Bible name.
It's a Bible name, yeah.
Have you ever heard, especially in the old days, you were talking about all your teachers were always men.
Yeah.
But now, did you ever hear them call a woman teacher any other thing beside a teacher? Like a school?
School mom. They call her school mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is called school mom.
And have you ever heard people talking about, a preacher or something that wasn't really good at preaching? Have you ever heard them call him a jackleg?
Yes, sir.
They would use it that way?
Yeah, sure. A jackleg preacher. He's a jack. I've heard it for a doctor or others.
Oh,
kind of a jackleg at all stage. I had a great uncle by marriage. Mm-hmm. He could do just about anything that somebody else done. He was a pretty good blacksmith, and he was a pretty good carpenter. Mm-hmm. And his best trade, I guess, was a watch or clock tinker, they called him. The silversmith.
Mm-hmm.
But he had that name. He's a jack at all trades.
Mm-hmm.
That's just and somebody said, "And good for nothing." They would say that once in a while, but that. Yeah.
Well, another name I meant to ask you about, see if it was very common. How about Sarah?
Which?
Sarah,
yeah.
Was that
very common? But it's more called Sack.
Oh.
Her grandmother, and I had an aunt, great aunt, that the name Sherry, they called them both Sack, and I growed up a neighbor to a woman, no relation to me,
uh-huh.
But thought as much of her as she'd been her own aunt,
uh-huh.
And her name was Sherry, but they call her Sack. It's very often, they shorten it off, I don't know why, but it's very often, it's a very common name, it wasn't Bible days, you see, from the few, and it is now. I don't know. It's being used right on down now. And I know there's a girl in this town. I see her very often. She's in school here, and she's in a school place.
Mm-hmm.
She's going right along with Sarah, too.
If
she's being called Sack at all, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
they
may not do it now like they used to back.
Well, now, what was some of your uncles, were some of your uncles' names?
Well, my Paul had a only brother he had,
uh-huh.
That lived. His name was Henry.
Well, did you call it? How would you say? You'd say when you talk to him, you call him
Uncle Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my mother's side, she had a brother Jim. Mm-hmm. I'd say Uncle Jim,
mm-hmm.
And the other was Sub.
Mm-hmm.
Well, had great uncles.